theater company in Brooklyn decided to do a social experiment. Put seven cops and seven civilians in a rehearsal room once a week for 10 weeks to really get to know one another. And at the end of all that, put on a show. Grew out of a nationwide tension between police and communities of color, Jeff London reports.
On an October evening, I went to the Brooklyn Music School, climbed a couple of creaky flights of stairs, and entered a rehearsal room. In the middle was a big dinner table and a group of people in street clothes. You couldn't tell who was a police officer and who was a civilian. After a little awkward conversation over corn chowder, Terry Grease, one of the founders of a theater company called the Irondale Ensemble, spoke to the group.
I just want to say, and maybe it shouldn't even need to be mentioned, but this is a safe space.
That was the beginning of a 10-week journey called To Protect, Serve, and Understand. Using theater improv games, the goal was to get people who normally don't speak to one another, except in moments of extreme duress, to listen and understand each other.
Zip! Zap!
Terry Grease and his associates led the 14 civilians and cops through exercises designed to break down defenses and work together. It was only after 2 hours that Grease had the participants sit down and talk about what he called the elephant in the room, distrust and anger between cops and the communities they serve.
We're all human beings. We all have feelings, we all have emotions. We all have something we want to share. We want to communicate to someone else.
That's Wendell Diaz of the 73rd Precinct in Brooklyn. T.S. Hawkins is a Black Lives Matter activist and poet.
It's easy sometimes, I think, to sit and say, like, we're all humans, we all bleed red. But when you have a badge and I don't, that automatically means that your life is better than mine.
This is the sort of work the Irondale Ensemble does in schools, prisons, and shelters. Terry Grease came up with the idea for this workshop after watching the Eric Garner video, where an African-American man's encounter with police officers in Staten Island proved fatal.
And I kept seeing people not talking to each other, not looking at each other, and the tragedy that evolved because of that. So in my anger about this, I wrote a letter to the police commissioner, and I said, this is what we do, and I think you need it.
2 days later, he got a call from police headquarters, and the program started. Participants are recruited from flyers at precincts, emails, and word of mouth. The group was mostly self-selecting, though some cops admitted their sergeants suggested they audition. Grease and his colleagues put together a diverse group, black, white, brown, young, old.
We wanted people who had strong opinions about what was going on in the world today.
I showed up several times during the workshop. Each time, I played games with the group and joined them for dinner. When I returned 5 weeks later, it was right after the election. Two things were clear. The group had bonded in many ways, becoming something of a theater company, and those strong opinions had become the center of the dinner table conversation, issues like institutional racism and patriarchy. Cynthia Grayman Pond is a retired school principal.
You can get mad at me for saying something about the police, and I can get mad at you, and you know, but there's a bigger picture. And are you cognizant? Are we cognizant of that?
Officer Aliyah Persaud patrols in the neighborhood. She says she found this workshop at times to be painful.
I'm not going to lie, there were like two classes back to back where we all just kind of looked at each other and we were like, you know, what are we doing here? Like, I didn't come here to get attacked, you know? I didn't come here for people to tell me that, you know, I'm a killer, I'm a this, I'm a that. Like, we didn't sign up for that. But I think as two or three classes go on, I think we're now getting back to the general idea of why we're here, to have fun, to understand, to figure each other out, figure things out. And do it while eating and laughing.
That was the dynamic. Moments of tension followed by moments of genuine togetherness. As the December performances approached, the participants were given an assignment to really walk in each other's shoes. The cops had to do a one-on-one interview with a civilian, and the civilians had to interview a cop. And then they had to create a short monologue based on it. I joined retired Principal Cynthia Grayman Pond for her interview with Officer Chris Pigero of the 73rd Precinct in Brownsville. Her school was there. She knows many officers and is even in a relationship with one. But she has a 28-year-old son.
That's the other flip side. He's a young black man, and that's the tension in terms of stop and frisk.
She says they've had the talk.
As most black parents have with their sons about how to engage with the police.
Still, she can see both sides, so in her interview, she was able to draw Officer Peguero out. He told her a story he hadn't told anyone before about a painful domestic call he and his partner answered.
The door swings open. A woman screams out, stating she was raped.
Two weeks later, on stage, Cynthia Grayman Pond became Officer Peguero in front of an audience of 150 people, cops and civilians.
Upon further investigation, we found out that her 12-year-old son had raped her. And all I could say and think about was, how does this happen?
The final show had its moments of humor, like an improv sketch set in a police precinct.
Hola, policia. Officer.
Yes.
I got a problem.
What's your problem?
Me papi won't do hoochie-coochie.
What?
But some of the strongest moments came when the participants played themselves.
What are you afraid of?
Serena Goodman stepped forward.
I'm afraid that an overzealous cop will take out one of my boys.
Followed by Officer Persaud.
I'm afraid of my children growing up motherless.
After the performance, there was lots of hugging and kissing, but activist and poet T.S. Hawkins insisted it was not a kumbaya moment.
Yes, we're up here talking the talk, and hopefully all the people on the stage too are walking the walk, but it's also for the people who are watching that they are also taking the conversations that they've heard here and bringing it to their dinner tables.
Officer Desmond John of the 88th Precinct says this workshop has changed the way he walks the walk on his beat.
It's helping me just to be more cognizant of people and their emotions and their body language and their feelings. You know, you don't have to agree with everything that someone says or does, but just to understand them on a basic level and to respect them.
The Irondale Ensemble and the NYPD plan to do a new workshop this spring and hope that To Protect, Serve, and Understand can be done in other cities. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
Walk a mile in my shoes. Before you refuse, criticize and refuse. Walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes. Before you abuse, criticize, and accuse. Walk a mile.